Welcome to Audio Binge, where we will help you discover your next favorite podcast. We'll listen to trailers of new and exciting podcasts from every genre so you can take the leap into your next listening binge. Audio Binge is presented by AudienceLift.com, a self-service platform for podcasters and video creators looking to grow their audience and reach new fans. Trusted by brands like Wondery, Netflix, and iHeart, AudienceLift is the simplest way to grow your show and reach new, engaged viewers and listeners. More on AudienceLift at the end of the episode. Today, we're reviewing Criminally Obsessed, a true crime show that mixes investigative journalism with courtroom insights. Let's dive into a short preview from one of their episodes.
Hey everyone, I'm Criminally Obsessed executive producer Rob Petrone, and these are the most jaw-dropping stories our team has been obsessing over this week. A notorious Pacific Northwest serial killer is back in the news.
We now know why Gary Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, was in King County last year.
I'm Criminally Obsessed investigative reporter Ann Emerson. I just got my hands on these unsealed documents, and I'm talking to my sources. There could be a bombshell coming out in this case.
In Tennessee, a case of love gone terribly wrong.
The suspect returned home from a work trip and confronted the victim who was at the house with the suspect's wife.
I'm Criminally Obsessed producer Eric Hamlin, and what happens next is not for the faint of heart.
Sex trafficking survivors seek justice in Seattle.
Mr. Burt used extreme levels of violence to help control and to force the women to do exactly what he wanted.
The details are disturbing. I'm Criminally Obsessed producer Meg McBride with more on the pimp's day in court.
And new hope in a decades-old unsolved Alabama murder.
I think we all three feel like we're closer today than we've ever been.
Yeah.
I'm Criminally Obsessed senior producer Autumn Kalika, and I'll share what could be the missing link in this heartbreaking cold case.
We'll also get the scoop on a fantasy camp for true crime fans. That's right here on Criminally Obsessed.
So who is the perfect viewer, consumer, listener of Criminally Obsessed? Well, if you are fascinated by current or lesser known crime stories, so not the headline stuff that everyone talks about, but the more niche, off the beaten path crime stories, Criminally Obsessed is going to be a really great source for that. If you appreciate on-camera reporting based on investigative journalism, then Criminally Obsessed is going to be a really great show for you. I know a lot of the true crime genre is either kind of like fan fiction built around cold cases or court cases from, you know, years and decades past. And so having that blend and that mix of actual investigative journalism with on-the-ground reporting, in addition to that kind of true crime commentary, makes a really unique perspective and mix that it's really hard to find that in the true crime genre and is really unique to Criminally Obsessed. If you want in-depth video-based content with courtroom and local insights, then this is going to be a great show for you. And if you enjoy a mix of fact-driven storytelling and live discussion, then I think Criminally Obsessed is going to be exactly what you're looking for. If you want to watch episodes of Criminally Obsessed, you can find it on YouTube only. It's not currently available on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but don't let that stop you. Go over to the Criminally Obsessed YouTube channel, which is linked in the description of this episode, and check out their newest video and leave a comment. Watch a video too to let them know that you found them here on Audio Binge. Now, if you're a video creator or a brand that has a channel that just is stuck, it's not growing, you need to check out AudienceLift.com. AudienceLift.com is a self-service platform where you can grow your YouTube channel as you sleep. That when you go to sleep, you wake up, more people have found your content, more people are watching your videos, and more people are engaging with your channel. Just link your channel, put in your location targeting, what types of videos you want them to promote, and they can do all the work of managing that campaign for you. So if you want to get started and grow your YouTube channel, go to audienceLift.com to learn more.